You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, this is Amy L. Adler, and you're listening to the Job Search Podcast, produced by 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. I'm an executive resume writer, and today I want to talk to you about the informational interview and strategies that you can use right away so that you can have a successful exploration using the tactic called the informational interview. Now, the informational interview may be uncharted territory for you. You may be asking what it is and why it's useful. An informational interview is a meeting in which the job seeker searches out advice on their career or on an industry of a or potential workplace while they're working and not actively engaged in interviews that result in job offers. So in this scenario, the interviewer, meaning you as the informational interviewer, examines the informational interviewee, which is actually the person on the other side of the desk who might be in the position to do hiring, but that's not the purpose of this conversation. What they're trying to do, what you're trying to do when you go through informational interviews is examine your own fit in that organization or in that workplace or that environment. And what they are trying to do, although they're not interviewing you formally, is to see whether you might be a good fit for the things they might have going on. Remember, it can be tricky to get your foot in the door to schedule this type of informational interview because people's time is precious, but it can be really well spent. And the more you can take advantage of the very few minutes that you will have in front of this individual to learn as much as you can, the better off you will be and the more informed you will be as you go through your own executive job search process. Let's take a look at some strategies you can use to request the interview. Requesting the informational interview may not be as difficult as you originally thought. People generally love to talk about themselves, and you need to take advantage of that. You call them up, perhaps, or set an appointment to talk to them and warm them up. You are friendly and inquisitive about the skills they have and what's required to get a foot in the door in their organization. And you get the conversation going by asking them questions like, how did they get their start in the field and what does an average day look like? And then you move on to the real reason you want to meet with them, using phrases such as, would you be able to help me with this? Maybe proving to be powerful, as most people generally do like to help one another. It's harder to tell someone that you can't help them, right? So take advantage of their good nature and their willingness to help you without taking advantage of them as individuals. So you should be prepared to talk about yourself and your experiences and goals right from the start because you never know when the conversation is going to turn and they're going to start asking you questions about your expectations and your goals to ensure that it's worth their time to meet with you. So you have to go into this conversation well prepared because it's a great opportunity to make a positive first impression. So now let's say you've secured the informational interview and you're showing up. And of course, you're showing up as if it's an actual interview. So you're dressed appropriately and you have copies of your resume and you have all the things you need. And when you arrive, remember that you're using this individual's valuable time. So don't forget to thank them straight up from the beginning because you know they are doing you a favor. It's as simple as that. So you have to be gracious and you have to be thankful. And it wouldn't hurt also to remind them that you're hoping to gather all the information you can about this industry and career field, although you're going to keep it informal and you know that they don't have necessarily an opportunity for you. So as the interview begins, don't forget that time's going to fly and things are going to go fast and you only have a limited amount of time with this individual. And you're probably not going to be able to ask all of the questions that you have, so you have to keep the conversation focused and use every minute wisely. That means you have to prepare in advance and have your questions organized by priority and importance. And make sure that you ask the most pressing questions first. So A good way to start an informational interview is to make it all about your audience. Make it all about them and ask them questions that they can answer that are going to be easy for them to answer. Like, how did you get interested in this line of work? And how did you get started? And what other employment experiences have you had? And what did you think about those things? And how did you get to where you are? This line of questioning is going to prompt them to speak about what they know best, which is themselves. And you're going to have an opportunity to listen and to learn about what made them successful in their role. But when you've exhausted that topic, and that might come after a few minutes, then it's up to you to slightly shift the conversation to something that's more interesting or valuable to you. So you might ask about what other fields or other positions touch this one, and what other research you might do to expand your knowledge about what this industry or this organization does. And you might also ask for advice about somebody looking to enter this organization or enter this field. But truly, what you don't want to ask at this point is whether they have a job for you. You don't want to ask this because this question has only a yes or a no. Think of it like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. So please don't ask whether they are looking to hire somebody right this second for the thing you are interested in. You might carefully phrase the question as having to do with whether they know of any opportunities that might be coming up and other individuals in the organization that might know of opportunities coming up. And maybe even a request to connect you with those individuals might be very helpful. But the closed-ended question, will you hire me today, is probably not going to help you very much. Overall, you could see that these questions could go on and on and on, and you could inadvertently take up too much time of your target's day. So what you don't want to do is ramble, and you want to make sure that you're keeping an eye on the clock. And when it's time to wrap it up, you need to, again, keep them focused on what's important to you because you have specific things that you need to know about. Don't make the mistake overall of assuming that the conversation is going to flow to its natural conclusion and you're going to be able to remember everything. So make sure that you are prepared overall, that you take notes throughout, and that you're continually tuned in to the body language and expectations, spoken or unspoken, of your audience. Remember, this type of opportunity doesn't come around often, so you have to make it count. And of course, don't forget to follow up your informational interview with a thank you note. Be respectful of your individual target's time. These are executives with limited opportunity to spend with you, and they are doing you a huge favor, and you have to think about it that way. So follow up with an email within 24 hours and express gratitude for their time, and maybe even mention something you learned or follow up with something if you have specific agenda items, either for yourself or for them, or talking points you need to follow up on or people you need to meet. And keep the conversation going over time. So thanks for listening today on the topic of informational interviews. Again, my name is Amy L. Adler. I'm a 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert, and I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast at 5strengths.com/iTunes or 5strengths.com/Stitcher. If you want to reach out to me and ask some questions, feel free to do so at podcast@5strengths.com. That's podcast@5strengths.com or 801-810-5627.